you could possibly give me some shastra.
What can you do? The management, the administration is their authority.
Yes. And if a reasonable argument.
You can put your a plan to them, and also you may put to them the Sridhar Maharaj says that they should be put, the venerable figures or pictures should be put in such a way that general people may feel tendency to show some respect to them, and not they should be placed in the exposure, and they will be neglected by the people and the birds, animals, etc. That is his advice. And they came for Vrindavan matter, and I already told them that though it is seen in the southern provinces, but still our Guru Maharaj's feeling, sentiment was in this way, and we try to follow that as much as possible. And it should be observed. But yet they do not know what you can do. Now the another vital question will come, whether you would be a party to that or not. That is your point. Look out. But you should try that they should be put in an honorable position. Srimurti, Srivigrahas, or any of the spiritual things should be placed in such a venerable position, atmosphere, so that draws respect and devotion of the public. Not only knowledge is necessary, but respectability should be drawn. Is it not?
Yes.
Not only knowledge, that this, above this, above this, but with due respect they should be placed, and the highest honor should be given to Mahaprabhu and Krishna. But they have got their respective position of respectability, then only it will prove that Mahaprabhu is on the highest respect. Otherwise, on whose head he is placed, if they are not respected, then who will go to respect the highest thing? Must gradually distributed. The respect should be gradually distributed. And the publicity, prachar, propaganda means not only the dry knowledge, but respectability, devotion also in the production, that is in the exhibition. There is something like an exhibition. But the exhibition must not be placed in such a way that it will be only archaeological, the food of the archaeology, or only a dry siddhanta, or conception, knowledge. But the adjustment of the veneration, devotional tendency must be depicted there, for the good of the public and the propaganda.
Not just for architecture.
Not mere architecture, and to distribute the knowledge, the gradation of the hierarchy. Not only the hierarchy, but the devotional spirit should be just mixed there, mingled. That is my understanding from Guru Maharaj's conduct, and I am to express that. Gaur Sundar. Vidai Gaur Haribo.
Sravandas and Varandas, second one?
Varandasa. Sravandasa, Varandasa. That when satisfied, first hearing, that is, a professional life, and Varandasa, yes, it is. Shravan, I am satisfied with Shravan, now I accept the guide, Guru Grahan. Varandasa means Guru Grahan, I take admission. formal admission I take. And that we accept you as our leader. Now whatever you will say, I must obey. That is Varandasa. I accept the clan, different the Christianity, Mohammedanism, this thing, that thing, but I come first to accept the particular creed, and the man, next the man, who will be able to satisfy me according to this creed, and will give me my desired end of life. That is Guru Guru. To accept the creed and then to accept the guide, Guru Guru. Then Varandasa finished. Then Sadhandasa begins. Under his guidance, I am to go on with the practices. That is Sadhandasa, the third. And then to come to realize, to attain some tangible position that yes, I am feeling what was in words, what was in propaganda. Now my heart feels the touch of that thing. That is Apandasa. And the proper Apandasa, I am well established and I can distribute it to others also. Hare Krishna, Gaur Sundar.
Then there's five stages?
Five stages.
Shravan, Varan.
Shravan, Varan, Sadhan. Sadhan, within the camp. Then Apan, to feel it, to come to the position of self-experience of the thing, attainment of some, to come in touch with the reality, and then to be established in that real plane, and to, so that I can distribute it to others also. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Who is that? That extremity?
Bhakti Kit. Near from.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Uni to question question. Tumi jano na ta. Uni kalke sune giyechen, tari beshi she. Uni question, uni kichu kichu janleo ek panchana ke shonate chaichen. He may know partially, but still he wants to make it clear for others. Amake, hey, you have to khawar jano na ta. What do you say? জানি দাহ্য লাগি পুছে সাধুর স্বভাব মহাপুরুষে তো সনাতন গোস্বামী পুছ কস ইউ নো অল দিস থিং স্টিল অফ কোর্স ইউ আর মেকিং কোয়েশ্চেন্স মেকিং এনকোয়ারি বিকজ ইট ইজ এ নেচার অফ দি সাধু দে নো ইট ওয়েল স্টিল টু মেক ইট মোর অ্যান্ড মোর ফার্ম দে পুছ দি কোয়েশ্চেন্স এগেইন অ্যান্ড এগেইন It is in the talk, discourse of Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. Jani dadho lagi puji, for more firmness. Buddhist question. Get a punk for that, nigga. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai. Nidai Dayal Nidai, 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 Dayal Nidai. Yes.
you're explaining that a particular stage of realization one experiences within the heart, one gets that connection and then establishes himself on that plane. And then he's more or less safe. He can go on in a safe way from that point. In other words, the external manifestation of Krishna is the guru. And the guru helps one to contact Chaita Guru. Yes? The Paramatma.
What does it say?
First, two questions. First question, when we have inner conviction, are we safe? And second question, does the external guru help us to contact the Chaita Guru?
That is the same? Is that the same? Are those two things the same?
Not only to contact, but the external guru helps to prepare us so that we can infallibly reach the direction of Chaita Guru. Chaita Guru direction has to be get in a raw way. And then Mahanta Guru comes. With the help of Chaita Guru, we come to Mahanta Guru. The Chaita Guru's help in a raw, not very systematic and clear, a general. Then we come to Mahanta Guru. We feel that, yes, Chaita Guru's internal hankering is being satisfied and elaborate, and it is more beautifully decorated than what. Then, with the help of Mahanta Guru, we again come to find it in our Chaita Guru. They are helping one another. By the help of the Mahanta Guru, Chaita Guru becomes more clear, more clear or developed. The inner Chaita Guru, that becomes more clear, cleansed from the cleansed from the different thoughts, ideas, mixed up from yogic and gani and karmi, so many classes. They are mixed. They are all things that becomes more cleansed, clear by the help of Mahanta Guru. And they can give us adherence more and more to the Mahanta Guru. In this way, both help one another. Otherwise, cooperation is not possible. And sometimes it may also happen that after, with the help of Chaita Guru, you have come to Mahanta Guru. Then, after accepting Mahanta Guru, my Chaita Guru has even been again covered. Then Mahanta Guru will try to help him, to take him in again, and to cleanse the doubts that has covered my Chaita Guru. Again, by his care, we may get my Chaita Guru back. Chaita Guru for the temporary may be buried by anartha, by Vaishnava Varadha. Then Mahanta Guru comes to our relief. Sometimes many joins the mission and then goes away. The Guru is there. But Guru does not allow so easily to go off. He tries his best to take him again in and to make him understand firmly why you have gone away for such and such, seeing so many things. Monetary connection more important, or free mixing with the ladies, this disturbed me, I went away. Then the Mahanta Guru, if genuine, he will say, you know, this is in particular cases, and that should be removed, that is not the real object. But to some purpose, it has been allowed to a certain extent for the good of them, In this way he will explain the temporary connection, and again he will try to reinstate him. These are minor matters. In such grave and serious matters, something that may enter with some people coming within, but it will be finished in no time, and he will get the real path. You won't disturb yourself all this little teeny fiddly things. Don't worry. In this way. So many ungrown, so many unfit persons join a mission. So it is not impossible that some sort of anatta may again come to attack anyone. There is a fight within, and sometimes this party is winning ground and that party is losing. Ultimately, the real party will win the battle. It is a battle. Everyone's heart will be a battle, because they are sadhaka, not siddha. They are not fully realized soul. They are also in the process of realization, sometimes coming back, sometimes going ahead more. And this way, on the whole, they would have to make progress. So some sort of consideration and generosity should be allowed. I am in a hospital. I am to think that I am in a hospital. There are so many diseased persons. This is not a place where all the healthy persons will live in the hospital. It is not possible. I am also a patient. There are so many patients. Patients are of different types. Even some may die, and some progressing, and then may come some setback. But you have got real interest for recovering my health. Ignoring all these facts, I must go on with the doctor, taking his help in medicine and in diet, and I will be cured. That does not mean that so many patients dying, but so degrading, so I will also degrade. In the school also, all may not pass, so many means failure, but still a determined student must go through. So, a little unsuccessful cases should not discourage me to follow my path of eternal benefit. I should not be cowed down by saying, but it is my vital interest. I must be wakeful to the fact that it is my vital, the only interest. I can't leave it, go away. Everyone goes, I must fight single with the enemy. The Casablanca, have you gone through that poem of Casablanca? This boy stood on the burning deck, the French boy. Hence all but he had fled. All may fly away, I shall fight singly. With such determination, because this is my vital interest, I have already understood. I have already realized, I can't strike back. Gaudharibo, such determined resolution must come from within. If we have it deep rooted in our heart, we find once. This is the thing I was searching after. Gaudharibo.
Nidai,
Nidai, Gold, Hoodie, Bold, Nidai, Gold, Hoodie, Bold.
One question. You mentioned that everyone is in a hospital and some are patients, and they can get cured by the instructions of the doctor. So someone who is a patient, can he take the position of a doctor?
What is it? The inefficiency of the doctor.
No. Can a patient also become a doctor?
Yes. When he fully cured and he studies the medicine and the necessary education of a doctor, he can be a doctor.
But before, while he's
by the appointment, by qualification and also by the appointment. You see, the qualification necessary first and the appointment from the higher hierarchy administration, then you can become a doctor in the hospital. You can private practice, you can do if you are qualified. But to get a doctor, to become a doctor of a hospital, you have some sanction from above. As an ordinary sadhu, you can help this and that. But to become an acharya of a big position, you should have some sanction from above, prapan dasa.
Who will decide whether the patient is qualified?
He will feel it within. Only external written sanction is not necessary by a letter. But in the internal world, he is already awakened in the internal world. And the revelation that will come, inspiration will come to him from the internal world. In such a way that you are, these people are suffering and you know the medicine and you are seeing fun. Go and help them. The urge for meaning that you have got the medicine and the patient suffering around. Why do you not apply the medicine? Administer the medicine to the patients. The urge will come and you may see in the dream and in wakeful stage also you find such art, that internal insinuation that will, you come to you helplessly with advance to help the patients. Because you know the medicine, you know the symptoms of the disease, and you have got the medicine, and it cannot but engage yourself in the treatment. That will bring broad daylight conception you will find. That will be more real than you see this world. This world of experience through the channels of the senses may be vague, but that will be clear more within. Why do you not give the medicine? The man is suffering and knew everything. You have yourself, after using that medicine, you are cured, and you find the man is suffering from the same disease, and you have the medicine in your hand. Why should you not apply? What reason? What explanation? You have got not to do such. Not money making or for fame, but internal urge to help them. And you will find the noble posterior predecessors also have asked us to do so. Jarada Kotani Kaho Krishna Polish. There is a ditch, a man will fall, and you know the fact. A man is going blindly. You won't try to save him. This is natural right. This is natural feeling. That will be plain, so plain to you. The man will fall and die in the ditch. And if you don't help him, he will be responsible. This common sense may be applied, but we must be sincere and not for money or for fame or for any other worldly gain. That is the danger. Kanakamini Patishtha, the three mainly disturbing elements and mislead, misguides us. But we are free from them. The street, the way is broad and clear, in which we shall walk. That is clear. Or these three things are disturbing, drawing me this side, that side. Otherwise the way is clear. Do good. And what is good? Good is God is good. And you will like to see that everyone become good by getting the God. God is good. God is good and great, is it not? What is the general phrase? The God is good and the great. Great and good. So, when that sincere feeling will be very clear to you, all your activity will be controlled by only that principle of life, and will go on helping others. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very tasteful and very safe, and must be given to all. That doesn't come in a safe position in the dangerous zone, and to be happy. The medicine, tasteful medicine, which makes happy, that is in your possession. You cannot but do. And you will feel an urge within that you help others. Help others with this real knowledge of walking. Where to go, how to go, and what for to go. All these general questions to be solved and helped by others. Kriyami kanomori jarata, who am I? Why I am troubled? And how I can get my desired end? These fundamental problems should be solved. And if you have the solution, you must give it to others. Solve your problem. My friends, solve your problem. That will be the mentality of a preacher. And very intense in Acharya.
Someone, he may have sincere urge to help others, but because he is not completely, he may not understand the danger, and he may himself become affected.
That is, he finds that if he goes to then with the help of the higher agent, he may approach, otherwise not. That he will be nowhere, he will be lost. When his goal, he will approach to cure a patient, the patient he will not be able to cure, but the patient's germ will attack him and he will also die with the patient. In that case he won't approach. With the help of a higher doctor, he may inform to the higher doctor with better medicine, the please hopeless patient, please see him. He will approach a higher doctor. If there is any doubt that if I approach him with this meager medicine and the meager instruments, then I won't be able to cure him, rather I shall die. If in that case he won't approach, he approached a doctor of higher position, superior position. Is it not reasonable? ভারত ভূমিতে হইল মনুষ্য জন্ম, যার জন্ম সার্থক করি কর পর উপকার। স্টিল ইট মে বি রেয়ারলি ফাউন্ড দ্যাট ডক্টর অ্যাপ্রোচিং উইথ এ গুড হার্ট টু কিওর দি পেশেন্ট বাট হি ডাইজ। দ্যাট কেস ইজ অলসো নট ইম্পসিবল, বাট দ্যাট ইজ নট ডিজায়ারেবল. Desirable. Sometimes in a body, when one approaches that relief work, some soldiers may be sacrificed before attaining the victory. The victorious party fighting with the enemy, they have also to incur some loss. So in a mission, in a propaganda, some soldiers who are asked to approach rich men, to approach the women, sometimes some are lost, for the time being at least. But again, they will come back. It may be possible that in a mission, as our first Swarup Maharaj has written in the biography of Swami Maharaj, some drifted away, but so many, in large, more number come to him again. And some old disciples left him. It is a drifted away. It is such a big campaign, some old disciples we find have gone away from him, but more large number has come towards him. But we expect that they will again come back, because what they have got just once can't forget. Neha bhikkhuna sasti prattavayu na vidyate sampramapasya dharmasya tayati. What he has acquired, that cannot be destroyed. The eternal, very durability is very, very high, of high degree. Gaur-hari-gaur-vayur-hari. So, Nome vinashrati, Nome bhakta vinashrati nagi.
Kaunteya prati jane hi, Nome bhakta pranasrati.
Kaunteya prati jane hi, Nome bhakta pranasrati. The assurance is there. Only for a time being, he has come to me. He may be seen for some time to go away, but ultimately, he must come to me again.
Damodar Maharaj.
Damodar Maharaj.
Vachyari
Vasu. Gaudhari Vasu. Nidai Gaudhari Vasu.
I have one question about the conception of the Guru by the disciple, and that his conception of the Guru is absolute, but others may see the same person in a relative conception. So the doubt that I have is the Guru seems to be relative or absolute.
In general, it has been advised that one, in the beginning, he is to look towards his Guru as the representative of the Lord himself, the Absolute himself. But when he makes some progress, and so inner awakenment begins, then he will gradually find that Krishna, that the Absolute, is a particular system, organic whole. And he has got his potency of different variety. And his inner, according to his inner awakenment, his fitness for a particular class of service, that should be considered, and he will be taken into that immediate guide of that service, that type of service. So one may go to see his Guru, gradually he will find, some will find Sakkhurasa, some will go to Vatsalya Rasa, some will go to Madhurasa, according to his innate capacity, innate quality, he will be mainly the government, and then different departments of government, the acceptance of the government grants the service, then some examination and then test, and he will be put to a particular department and he will find his immediate boss under which he is my guide, and under his direction I am to serve, and that is my maximum gain there. In general, it is like that. First whole system one, and then in a particular department of the system arrangement, according to the arrangement and my fitness, it will be considered. Then finally posted, I shall find that he is my guru, under his guidance I have to do anything and everything. I am the guru. So Krishna guru, then different kind of Radharani Yashoda, then in the Madhur Rasa comes Rupa Manjari to guru in this way. And see, that is oneness, unity, one and the same, but more efficient service may be drawn from this point, not from higher point. I have my best utility if I am located here only. I can be best interested if I located here. But if I am located in some higher circle, then I am a loser. I have got no such fitness, so animally will be created. Do you follow?
No.
Huh?
It does not follow.
You explain. You have followed?
Not fully.
Not fully. Acharyam mam vijaniyat. In the beginning we are told that Acharya Guru is myself. And then Das Goswami, the final Acharya Prayojan, he says, Mukunda Prastha Te Saramon Guru Varam. He is not the God himself, but his most favorite is the position of Acharya. We have to harmonize between. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
But Sakhat Hariteno, Kintu Prabhu Japriya Evatosh. Ultimately, we find the most favorite of him, that is, of his potency, that is Guru. But in the beginning, in general, in the Shastra also it is mentioned that Brahma means Krishna as a whole. But clear vision, the Narayana, the Vasudev, then Narayana, then Ramchandra, Dharukesh, the most clear estimation we find is Krishna within. Trayastisha Amitta Budharitan Pura, Tata Svaririti Vibhavitakatin, Vibhukta Vayabhapumanti, Kamadamu Narodesha. When Krishna, Uddha, Balaram, in a conference in Dwarka, they saw that the mass of light is approaching towards them. Then after a little, found that there is a figure in the mass, within the light. Then further approachment, then found, oh, this is a male figure. Then very near, oh, there is Devarshi Narad come. In this way, from far off, we get the conception of a whole, that is a Himalaya. A distant view Himalaya, you can have many things. But as much as you approach there, you will find a particular part, but more clearly. Then, when enter there, you will find your lodge, your own men, and you will mix there. At that time, you are not finding the whole Himalaya. You are located in a particular position. And there the desired end of your life is fulfilled. And not with the whole Himalaya. So Krishna, from far approach, we have had a clear Satchidananda, infinite Krishna. Then as much as you shall approach, because we are small, we have been located in a particular position. In this way, according to my fitness, I will be taken into a particular position of his service. And there, whatever I get in the portion of his service, I will be engaged, and the fullest satisfaction of my nature I will draw from there. The Guru means guide, the first guide, the whole self of Bhagavan, Krishna, attracting me. Then attraction makes me to make progress towards him, as I am a tiny fellow. And as much as I gain, so many big vision, hazy big vision eliminated, and the particular place is more clear. In this way, in function, in sight, in every matter, I will be located in a particular part of the infinite. And then, as my duty towards that, that will draw for me the highest benefit. In the rasa department, santo, sukha, vatsalya, sukha, all these department, according to my capacity, I will give admission in a particular department of rasa and service. Then there are also many departments in madhura rasa, santo rasa. Then according to my innermost fitness, I should be located in a particular department. So many departments of service. In madhura rasa, some are engaged in garlanding, some about bed matters, some about cooking affairs. In this way, different departments. According to my capacity and the fitness, I will be taken in a particular department. And ultimately, I will be placed in a position, do your duty here. And immediate guide, I shall see that he is my guru, whatever he says, I am to do that. And thereby, I am getting my best benefit. Properly location. Religion is proper adjustment. There are so many acharya, even in the Gauriya mission, you have come to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Some peculiarity in him. Again, he has got many departments of service, this book selling, then this delivering lectures and others. According to your fitness, he will be given to serve in a particular department. In this way. But if you are in connection with the whole ISKCON there, wherever you are posted, you are connected with the whole of the ISKCON. But your respective duty, specific duty in a particular place. Gaurhari. Not clear?
Clear.
You join the ISKCON first. But what is ISKCON? ISKCON is a huge thing, with so many departments, so many modes, so many duties. You join ISKCON, a hazy thing, a big thing. Then after you are admitted, you are taken in and placed to some direction, to some post part, to your attention is directed, and you go there and gradually get some duty to discharge. Even in the whole of this ISKCON is yours. But still you have got a particular department and a particular duty. More and more. You may come to the personal secretary of Swami Maharaj, maybe. Or someone, preacher, someone cooking department. So feeding, cooking himself and the cooking Guru Maharaj. And some goes, oh no, go there, go to America, go to China. A dangerous position to preach. Go there. He is also got a duty. So adjustment. Entrance into ISKCON and then adjustment begins. Religion is proper adjustment according to the fitness of the man given admission. Can't follow?
I follow, but still there's some
Ask
the question.
Another question.
According to your fitness and their necessity. The necessity in the hues, of different types, and according to your fitness, you will be given a particular duty. What difficulty there may be in understanding this? Proper adjustment. That is infinite, and you cannot swallow the infinite within you. You are detached. You are an infinitesimal, and you are approaching the infinite. So you have to be located in a particular position of the infinite. You have to adjust in this way. So you cannot devour the whole infinite within your belly. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Do you like that? I must devour the whole infinite within my belly. So you have to be located in a particular infinitesimal position. And in your case, you will draw maximum remuneration from that. If you are blessed in some other place, you will be loser. According to this fitness, the just adjustment comes to us.
So,
it is quite reasonable.
Example, some person comes to this ISKCON movement,
yes,
and he will understand by reading my spiritual master's books that he must approach a guru, and then he will approach one of the gurus in our ISKCON movement and accept him on the absolute, as absolute. But I may not see that same person like that. So it's confusing to me how